السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. اللہ تعالیٰ کا حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی
This is one of the great favors of Allah Almighty on this community of the promised Messiah علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام that after joining this community the members of the community according to their commitment and promise they are always in the forefront of offering the monetary sacrifices
لیکن
بٹ اکارڈنگ ٹو دی انسٹرکشن آف اللہ المائٹی دیر از آلویز اے نیڈ آف ریمائنڈنگ اباؤٹ دیز گڈ تھنگس اینڈ آلسو فالوئنگ دی نوبل ٹریڈیشن آف دی ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اوکیشنلی ٹائم اینڈ اگین دس ریمائنڈر از گیون ٹو دی جماعت سو دیٹ اف دیر از اینی باڈی ہو از سلیک دین ہی شوڈ بی ریمائنڈ آف دیٹ and those who are joining the community or those who are youngsters
naujawan hain
they should also realize the importance of monetary sacrifices so that they can realize the importance of this that our sacrifice is very important and also for their own reformation and improvement and also to purify themselves they should become those who spend in the way of Allah as Allah Almighty says
jaisa ki Allah Taala farmata hai
anfiqu khairan li anfusikum that you spend
ke apne
you spend your wealth
kharch karte raho
in the way of Allah this will be good for you
quran e kareem mein
In the Holy Quran, regarding this subject, there are so many verses of the Quran which remind us about this responsibility. And Allah Almighty has given us the glad tiding that Allah Almighty
اپنی راہ میں خرچ کرنے
والوں ریوارڈز فلی آل دوز ہو اسپینڈ ان ہز کاز دی ریوارڈ از ان دس لائف اینڈ آلسو ان دا لائف ٹو کم
مرنے کے بعد بھی
اینڈ دے ول بی امنگ دوز ہو ول گیٹ دی پلیئر آف اللہ ان دی لائف ٹو کم دیئر فور
اس لیے ہمیشہ مال کا اپنے مال
دیر وی شوڈ آلویز اسپینڈ دی بیسٹ پارٹ آف اوور ارننگ اینڈ اوور ویلتھ ان دی وے آف اللہ ٹو گیٹ ہز پلیئر
اب
حضور سیز دیٹ دی فائنینشیل ایئر آف دی جماعت
مالی سال ہے
اٹس اونلی ٹو اور تھری منتھس بفور دی اینڈ آف دیٹ فائنینشیل ایئر اینڈ دی ایڈمنسٹریشن ہو از ریسپانسبل فار دس میٹر اینڈ دی ڈپارٹمنٹس آر گیٹنگ وریڈ دیٹ دے آر کنسرنڈ دیٹ ریمائنڈر شوڈ بی گیون ٹو دی ممبرز آف دی جماعت سو دیئر فور
اس لحاظ سے
آئی وڈ لائک ٹو ڈرا دی اٹینشن آف دی ممبرز آف دی جماعت ٹو دس ایسپیکٹ so that those who have not been able to pay their obligatory contributions they should be reminded of that and the worry of the responsible people should also be relieved and I am sure and looking at the kind treatment of Allah Almighty which he always is doing to the Jamaat and its members I am fully confident and I am firmly rooted in this belief that all the needs of the Jamaat are there Allah Almighty will inshallah always fulfill those requirements for the new projects and the new works he is the one who puts these ideas into our heart and he puts these ideas for this purpose that in his view the jamaat is able to and is competent enough to undertake those projects and in this period of latter days
aakhri zamane mein aa hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke
and through the humble servant of the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these days this jihad is going to be carried out therefore after a very long time in the hearts of those people who believed in the promised messiah alaihi salatu wasalam allah almighty has created the expansion and the broad heartedness in this age when we see materialistic point of view everywhere right and left those who are believing the promised messiah alaihi salatu wasalam a large number of them are such those who know how to make these sacrifices and also they are the one who established these standards and noble examples which was established by the companions of the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam following in the footsteps of the noble example of the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the financial sacrifices there is an element of sacrifice but particularly in this age
اللہ تعالیٰ نے حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ السلام تک
بٹ اللہ المائٹی ہیز
کے ماننے والوں میں
ہیز گرانٹیڈ دی ایبلٹی ٹو میک دیز مونیٹری سیکریفائسز ٹو دوز پیپل ہو ہیو بلیوڈ ان دی پرومس مسیح علیہ السلام تو اسلام
کے اعلیٰ ترین
اینڈ ویری ایکسیلنٹ ایگزامپلز
ہمارے سامنے
آر ان فرنٹ آف اس ان دی لائف آف دی ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دی ہولی پرومس مسیح علیہ السلام تو اسلام سیز ان ون آف ہز رائٹنگز that if our nature has not been granted those abilities that we are that in a subordinate way we are able to acquire all these things then in that case this instruction would not have been given to us that we should follow that prophet because Allah Almighty has not given any requirement to us which is beyond our capacity as he himself says لا يكلف الله نفسا الا وسعها حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ان لائٹ آف ہز دس انسٹرکشن سم ایکسکیوزز آف دی پیپل آر آلسو ایکسپلینڈ دوز ہو سے دیٹ آفرنگ آل دیز کنٹریبیوشن از بیانڈ اور کیپیسٹی اللہ المائٹی سیز دیٹ لا يكلف الله نفسا الا وسعها دیٹ اللہ المائٹی ڈز ناٹ میک اینی سول بائنڈنگ for something beyond one's ability and capacity. It's right that Allah Almighty does not put this hardship upon them. But the example set by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and following those examples, his companions also offered the sacrifices. But these examples were all set by making a certain hardship upon them. All of them, according to their abilities, they put this hardship upon them. They took upon themselves this hardship and made these sacrifices. Look at the example of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Razillahu Ta'ala Anhu. He was gifted with higher capacities. He offered accordingly. And also he knew this treatment of Allah Almighty to him. He knew it very well that if today, if I offer each and everything of my belonging in my house to Allah Almighty, then by the grace of Allah Almighty, He has given me this understanding and I have got this experience in my business that I will be able to create much more money than that. He had full trust in Allah and also the faith. And certainly his high religious position is also a part in it, which played a part in it. Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, he offered half of his belongings. And other companions also, according to their abilities, they offered whatever they could and they made the sacrifices. And they continued to perform that. So according to this instruction, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, that no one, we should not use this in order to find an excuse. But we should analyze ourselves and we should look at our own self that how much I have the ability to make these financial sacrifices, how much capacity I have. Those who are earning less, they are making more sacrifices and making more contributions as compared with those people who are earning more. They have more money, but sometimes when they look at their greater wealth, instead of the hearts opening up, they get closed and they become miser. And sometimes the situation is such that the moosies are also paying contributions on very less income, and they are trying to find out such ways in which their income should be shown as less. Although the fact is that the chanda and the contribution is only to be made for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. These people come to our knowledge and they are advised about that, and then they apologize and they seek forgiveness. But whether the people are moosies or not moosies, those who have made the will or not, whenever they can afford to make the sacrifices, then they should try to increase the level of their sacrifices, because Allah Almighty, because Allah Almighty has expanded our abilities so that we could be tried, so that it should be seen that how far we are true in that commitment of bath that we have made. لا يكلف الله نفسا. After this statement, then we should also remember this instruction of Allah Almighty, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ, that the reward, the good action will be rewarded, and if you are evading that, then you will suffer for that. In any way, if there is a little bit of faith in the heart of a person, then such a person, for some reason the chanda contribution is not accepted from such people, something, the example of which I have mentioned, as I have just given a brief hint of that. So as they are Ahmadis, so they have the piety in their heart and they have believed in the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, then they become restless. When their contributions are denied, then they come for seeking forgiveness, and for them it is really something very, very difficult and painful. when the administration of the Jamaat has given this permission that if because of some temporary reasons you cannot pay the contributions according to the prescribed rate, then you should obtain permission. Then the truthfulness demands that they should seek permission instead of making a false statement and making something statement which is wrong. Huzur says that I have reminded about this thing many times, that all these people without any questioning they will be given permission at the lower rate. So therefore those people who do not declare their income correctly, because of their falsehood they become sinner in the sight of Allah. And secondly, because of this false statement they are also creating, they are removing the blessing in their earning. One should always remember that the Allah, who out of His grace has improved their quality of life and given them the blessing, He has the power. He has the power to put these people into some difficulty. Therefore, one should always be very fair to God Almighty. In his one's dealing to God Almighty, one should be absolutely true. And the main thing I want to say here is that the financial sacrifices is actually the means for tarbiyat, self-reformation, and it is a means of purifying oneself. If some part they are making sacrifice and at the same time they are also hiding their real and true income, then Allah Almighty the promise which He has given to purify the soul of those people who sacrifice, then they are going away from that. Because Allah Almighty knows fully well what is in the heart of a person and He knows his conditions fully. Nothing is hidden from Him. Therefore, such monetary sacrifices are useless. This is something which reduces the level of their tarbiyat and also setting up a bad example for other people. And also one becomes a reason of telling the falsehood. This is better in that case that these people should be fully, they should seek permission fully not to pay any contribution, and instead of telling the wrong income and committing falsehood, they would be saved from that. Because regarding falsehood, Allah Almighty says that this is something which takes, eventually leads a person to setting up partners with Allah. So some people who are adopting these ways or methods, there is a warning for all such people, and there is Allah Almighty may save all Ahmadis, and we should be such people who are offering these sacrifices with the full player of heart, with the real desire. Any of a sacrifice made for the sake of Allah, it is a blessing of Allah Almighty, and we should consider that. And we should not think that we are making any favor to Allah Almighty, doing any favor to Allah Almighty, or to the Jamaat, or to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says that who is there to give any favor to me? When you are doing these monetary sacrifices, I return those payments manifold and increase abundantly. So this transaction that you do, that is in your favor. In one place Allah Almighty says, "Man zallazi yukrizu Allahu karzan hasana fa yuzaifahu lahu wa zafan kaseera." That the translation of this verse, who is there who is going to give a good loan to Allah Almighty, and as a result of that He is going to give him manifold. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Almighty, when He seeks for this type of loan, it does not mean, God forbid, that Allah Almighty is in need of help and that is why, because He is asking for this loan. This is wrong even to imagine that. But actually it means that he is going to return it manifold with blessings, and this is one way in which Allah Almighty gives his favors to the people. So therefore those people who, in spite of their material well-being, they still feel reluctant, they should remember it very well, that all these contributions are the means to collect the blessings of Allah Almighty and to acquire them. Therefore, for the sake of Allah, they should be giving 1/16 of their earning. Then this contribution is actually for their benefit. Allah Almighty says in another place that I increase your contributions and sacrifices 700 times or even more than that. So when they part away something very good out of their income to Allah Almighty, that is actually for their own benefit. And there is also a piece of advice for a believer in it. Allah Almighty has also said that this wealth should be always be it should be earned through proper and lawful means, and only then you will be able to present a good part of your wealth to Allah Almighty if you acquire it through legal and permissible means. The income which you get as a result of interest, that is also not pleasing to Allah Almighty. The income of bribery, any wealth earned by that way, is also not something right. So the one who makes the contribution, he should always remember all these things in his mind, and only then his income will become automatically pure. And then the monetary sacrifice from this pure income will become a source of his reformation and purification. And he will be able to get the nearness to Allah Almighty. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prayed for his followers, he will become recipient of those prayers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hazur says, as I have said earlier on, that this time, which is the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in this time, this jihad is one great jihad is of monetary sacrifices, financial sacrifices. Because without that, nor we can defend Islam by way of publication of literature in defense of Islam, nor we can translate the Holy Quran into various languages of the world, nor we can possibly send these translations to the four corners, nor we can establish missions, nor we can train missionaries, nor the missionaries can be sent to the jamaats, nor we can establish the mosque, nor through schools and colleges we can afford this facility of education to the poor people, nor through hospital we can help the people in need. So therefore, unless and until to the each and every corner of the world, and to each and every person living at that end of the world, we are able to convey the message of Islam, and until and unless we are able to fulfill the needs of the poor, until that moment this jihad of financial sacrifice has to continue. And according to our own provisions and our ability and capability, everyone has to do it. During the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these companions, poor people used to spend according to his capacity, so was the rich people. The poor companions of the promised, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also were very keen that if we have enough money, they would spend in the way of Allah for the purpose of jihad. And when, because of shortage of provisions to spend in the way of Allah, their eyes used to shed tears, and their hearts used to feel the pain of that. And this restlessness was so genuine that Allah Almighty, who knows what is deep down into the heart, He has given the witness, He has provided the witness for that. That these restless hearts And these tear shedding eyes, these were the real one, real one, and actually they felt like that. May Allah make us like this, that our desire to make these sacrifices should be also a true one and genuine one. And may Allah also join us together along with these companions and set up a good example for everyone. That according to this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty give us the real understanding of the financial sacrifices the which we have mentioned. And the verse of the translation of that verse is that you spend in the way of Allah, and do not put yourself into destruction, and always do every act of piety in a nice way. Allah Almighty loves those people who do like that. So therefore, at this time when Islam is being attacked from all sides, and the Jamaat of the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the light of the guidance of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty has set up this Jamaat to defend Islam in this age. And for the preparation of that, as I said earlier on, there is need for these financial sacrifices. We should be realizing our responsibility, and we should be paying more attention. This is very essential that we pay full attention to these financial sacrifices. Otherwise, as Allah Almighty has said, if we don't pay attention to these financial sacrifices, then we are putting ourselves into destruction, and then we are depriving us from the service of religion. And that means that we are putting ourselves into destruction. Therefore, those who are slack in this matter of payment of contributions, they should analyze themselves. And the Jamaat officials, they should be making it clear to the new converts about the responsibility of these sacrifices. So at this time when there is the signs of divine assistance from Allah Almighty, we should also pay more attention to these financial sacrifices. We have to carry out these responsibilities faithfully. And we can only save ourselves from destruction when we discharge our responsibilities in the best possible manner. And as a result of that, we are getting the blessings of Allah Almighty. The companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they used to ask the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the best way how to spend the money in the way of Allah. Hazrat Abu Huraira has related this thing, that a person came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said that, O Prophet of Allah, which payment in the way of Allah will be best rewarded? The reply was that when you are in the state of health, when you are spending in a way, when you are apprehending some poverty, and you should not be delaying that much, almost coming to the your last breath, because at that time actually the wealth has already transferred hand to other people. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when the health is there, when a person is enjoying good health, a person is young, and in that case at this time, if one is mindful of this responsibility, then there are so many absurd things in which a person gets involved because of his youth. So one can abstain from these things, then the desire of having more wealth is almost everywhere, particularly in this age. This materialistic point of view is very common, and people are very much ideas are very very frequently found here. So in this age and in this time, in these conditions, if those people who spend in the way of Allah, then definitely it is a great sacrifice. And this is the blessing of Allah Almighty, that there are so many people, in spite of their desire of wealth, they are spending in the way of Allah. So spending at that time, when you are fearing poverty, and this is a great blessing of Allah Almighty that even people spend at their time. There are so many good examples of that in Jamaat. This is by the grace of Allah. Who do not worry about anything and they just go on sacrificing. The Huzur says that only a few days ago, a young man in Germany, I came to know about that. I came to know that he was under debt. He was going to get married. He had saved a little bit of money for the expenses of his marriage. But when the campaign about the 100 mosques was made to him, and when this appeal was made, so then he, whatever wealth he had saved for his marriage, he contributed all of it for the building of the mosque. So as we see the examples of these people, example when Allah Almighty helped these promises made to the promised Messiah salatu wasalam, and so those people who because of their excuses they try to seek permission for the relaxation in this contribution, that they should learn a lesson from it. And there are some people who want to save the money and accumulate the wealth, and these people deprive themselves from the blessings which they could have got through these sacrifices. They are actually putting themselves into destruction. Allah Almighty give this understanding to all Ahmadis and safeguard them from this folly. And they should know how Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged his companions to make sacrifices. There are so many ahadiths on this subject. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion, he, Hadrat Asma, daughter of Hadrat Abu Bakr, he advised her that don't spend in the way of Allah by counting each and every penny. Allah Almighty will also pay you like that. And don't close your wallet like that. Allah Almighty will keep that wallet closed as such, and nothing will come into that. So according to the ability and capacity, everyone should spend according to that. So this view of some people that these contributions are a burden for us, they should be mindful of that. Another hadith says that Hadrat Uqba bin Amir relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, at the end of the inquiry, then the one who has been spending in the way of Allah, he will be under the shade of that money which he has been spending before. And he used to relate this hadith Qudsi as well, that Allah Almighty says that, O son of Adam, you spend and I will enable you to spend. Go on spending and I will enable you to spend. And there are so many examples of that in this age as well, in which these blessings are mentioned. We can find mention of these blessings. Allah Almighty, people see these examples and then they are encouraged to spend in the way of Allah. Allah may grant such people who are always spending in the way of Allah, and may Allah also shower the rain of His mercy and blessings upon these people who are spending in the way of Allah. Regarding this contribution, Hazur says that some questions are sometimes sent from various jamaats regarding the subject. And I think that I should better explain about these things. One of them is, they say that as the subject of wasiyat is very common, people are reminded of that, but there is a lack of tarbiyat at the same time. So therefore some people intending to make the will, or those who have willed, they think that we will only make the contribution of the wasiyat, and other contributions related to other appeals is not at all necessary for us. So it should be clear to them, if the situation, financial situation is such that they cannot pay other contributions, then they should seek permission for that. Otherwise, it is expected from each and every Musi that a Musi, his level of sacrifice should be a much higher than other people who have not made the will. If he pays 1/10 of his income and does not pay any other contribution, then it may be that a person who is a non-Musi and he pays on top of his regular contribution, and if you conclude or include all these, his total contribution may be more than a Musi. So therefore I want to make it clear that whether any contributor, whether he is a Musi or not, if they are able to do it, then they should make contributions for all the appeals which are launched by Jamaat from time to time. And each and every tahreek is very important. Sometime Huzur says another important thing is, as I mentioned earlier on, that the purpose of this contribution is to get nearness to God Almighty, nearness to Allah, not to accumulate wealth. So therefore, so in the proper way, without hiding anything, without hiding one's own income, one should get one's budget prepared, which are always prepared in each and every Jamaat. And budget should must always be made on the correct income. If one cannot pay according to that, then one can seek for permission and relaxation. And there is another point to which I have been reminding the Jamaat for a long time, that we must include all the new converts in the system of monetary contribution of the Jamaat. If they become a part of this financial system, then Jamaats will also not be able to say that we do not know these new converts. Then these contacts will be very much alive, because they will be a regular payment, because of the regular payment of the Shanda. And also this will increase the level of their piety as well. So there are so many instructions in the Holy Quran regarding the financial sacrifices. Whatever blessings of Allah are there, we should include these new converts into that. Regarding zakat, people are there to ask. This is one of the fundamental obligation, and those who are upon whom this payment is due, then they must pay. It is very essential. There are some payments in the bank. If there is 1 year passed by on this payment, then they should pay zakat on that. On the ornaments the ladies have, they should pay zakat on that according to the prescribed rate. And they should be mindful of that. And there are some people who are responsible, they should also pay the zakat. So this is a basic fundamental instruction of Allah Almighty, and they should be mindful of that. Similarly, I would like to make one request for prayer regarding these financial sacrifices. As I mentioned, once made the announcement once or twice, that Tahir Heart Institute, which is under construction in Rabwa, a very beautiful building is under construction. It is going to be a very high institute of a high standard. For this, I made an appeal to all the doctors in the world, or all over the world. They should take part in it. By the grace of Allah, the doctors in America, they have taken upon the responsibility of the most of the share of that expense. Almost Huzur says that all the expense of the equipment will be borne by them, and that's a big expense. And by the grace of Allah, they have already collected a large amount for this purpose. They have made the promises. I would like to request prayer for them. May Allah reward them abundantly. And also enable them that they should be able to fulfill their promises that they have made. But the Jamaat in America should also remember that because of this huge sacrifices, there should be no effect on their normal regular contributions, obligatory payments. They should continue paying that. Allah Almighty, for all those people who are making these sacrifices, may Allah bless in their in themselves and their in their earnings. This is a promise of Allah Almighty to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that for the expansion of the community, whenever anything will be required and whatever money will be required, they will all be provided by the grace of Allah. As he says, Hazur quotes, that this is the promise of Allah, that he is going to increase this community, and these monies and wealth will be accumulated in bulk, which is required for the expansion of the community. So that is not the worry, that is not a problem. That will be collected definitely, but we should always be praying to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty enable us that we should be taking part in all these contributions, and we should be setting up very good standards of making these sacrifices and become the recipient of the blessings of Allah. There is another request for prayer. Hazur says that during this coming week, for a few weeks I am going abroad on a tour to Australia and some other countries. Please pray that may Allah bless this tour in every respect and make it successful in every respect. It should be full of blessings for the Ahmadis over there, and may Allah also protect us in journey.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله